The views and opinions expressed by the host on WLUB Radio shows does not necessarily reflect on those on the entire WLUB Radio Broadcasting Network. Any statements made, views expressed, or opinions given represent those of the personal views and opinions of the host alone. Listener discretion is advised.
This is a WLUB Radio feature presentation.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The funniest show on the station.
2 hours of non-stop.
Of great talk radio from yours truly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming.
You're listening to Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUB Radio.
Back better than ever, it is the best 2 hours of your morning, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening. Thank you for making Ramon in the Morning your number one online morning show here live in Detroit. Take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Coming up in about 5-6 minutes, I got my opening rant and the question of the day with your live phone calls. Make sure you follow me right now on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show. And click the like button on the friend and fan page at Ramon in the Morning. Got some great music coming up. Here's one of my favorite. Here's Mary J. Blige with Share My World right here for the very best of great talk radio music and your live phone calls. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUB Radio.
I'm sorry.
It's the best 2 hours of your morning. Ramon in the Morning with Ramon Geard right here on Detroit's favorite online listening station, Free 103.3 WLUD Radio.
Epic rooftop stare. Check. I'm in a fragrance ad. Living a fantasy. Running in slow motion. Searching for that perfect scent only to find myself right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Gain by Gain.
Gain laundry detergent, that stuff smells great.
Antonio, we crushed it last week, buddy.
We.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
You excited for the flight? You gonna pop in a movie or just zone out?
NFL.com fantasy football. Fun, free, and easy.
If you have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff from that airline. Wait, is this where you typically shop? You should be getting double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously, double miles. Everywhere. What's in your wallet?
Call in right now to speak live on air at 646-595-2083. Now back to Ramon in the Morning on WLUV Morning.
It is 9 minutes past the hour, definitely 103.3, Ramon in the Morning, in your listening ear. Good to be back after some time off. Give me a call right now on the We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show, on Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning, and on Twitter on Ramon Radio. Don't forget, you can watch me live on Ramon TV right now just by going to Facebook Live on the friend page on Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show, and see me live here behind the scenes. Live and on air on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. I want to thank all those that makes Ramon in the Morning the number one online morning show. Taking up some of their 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. It's good to be back after some time off. All right. It is amazing to me. 10 minutes past the hour. Free 103.3 Ramon in the Morning. You're listening here. It is amazing to me how it never seems so amazing to me. I really believe that people in America really do not like success stories. I remember growing up as a kid in Buffalo, New York, you always had that one kid that had everything. They was like the nicest family on the block. They were they had nice cars, a nice home, nice furniture, and probably their son had the latest fashion or latest sneakers, the newest starter jacket and stuff like that. If it was anybody else, nobody would have an issue with it. But because it was that particular family, or they could have been the white family that was on your block in the urban neighborhood. But there were some that lived in my neighborhood in Buffalo, New York. Because I tell you, New York, and especially Buffalo, is a mixing pot of so many different nationalities. And I never understood why people hate seeing other people that are successful. And it's amazing because I was never one to believe in the crabs in the barrel, but then I realized that as you get older, you do see these things. To me, Black America really hates success stories. Not just America, but really Black America. Because I'll give you two examples. Michael Jordan and Tom Brady in the New England Patriots. Now, for some reason over the last, now I understand there are some conspiracies that want to hold a certain particular people down, but to me, really, I think you do your own damage to yourself. But it saddens my heart when you see people just literally hate. I'm not saying it because he's my hero, but people literally hate Michael Jordan. 20 years ago, it was no issue. It was never an issue. But now, I really believe people, they just, it's a jealousy thing. Because this is why, another reason why I say people are misinformed when they talk about things. They're so quick to be the first one to post stuff on Facebook, but they never do the research. See, back in the days when it came to journalism and media, people not just wanted to be first, they wanted to be accurate and they wanted to be right. But now everybody want to be the first one to post this log, first one to post this site about this article, about this and about that. But now people don't do the research. People are saying, well, Michael Jordan has lost profit when it comes to his sneakers. Absolutely not. You don't do the research. Michael profits was up 12% last quarter. Well, you know, Michael Jordan invests in prisons, but you can't go on Google and find one article that he actually does that. See, people hate success, especially with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. If it was any other quarterback, Matthew Stafford or Tyrod Taylor, who was allegedly inflating footballs, people wouldn't have an issue with it. But the New England Patriots probably have been the most dominant team within the last 15 years. And people always are quick to have these conspiracy theories. If it was anybody else, somebody would have an issue. But people in America today hate success. They hate success that does not pertain to them. And it's a sad to me because, well, if Michael Jordan was smart, he would lessen the price on the sneakers. I'm from New York, so I still say sneakers. 14 minutes past the hour, free 103.3. Ramon Morning, you listen to ear. Why should he do that? So why should he lessen his product that is on demand? And I believe Economics 101, and I think they kind of got it backwards. They said the first lesson in Economics 101 is supply and demand. Well, actually, it's demand and supply. There's a demand for something, and we supply it. I saw that on Power last night, and that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. There's a demand for something. You give society a product, and you supply it. Economics 101. But people hate success. They absolutely hate it. They hate seeing someone who is doing better than them. 20 years ago, you could never say nothing bad about Michael Jordan. And I wonder how things would have been for him playing basketball in the social media age, critiquing every shot. But the one thing is about us in Black America, we really hate seeing people being successful. We really don't like it because they don't fit our criteria, what they consider what should be successful. It's absolutely sad and it's embarrassing because if it was any other quarterback that was doing something with a football, y'all wouldn't care. But because it's the New England Patriots, now y'all have an issue with it. We in Black America, we hate success stories. We really, really do. Because Charles Barkley said this. He said, Black people go against you when you don't say things they think you should say or you want them to say. the whole civil rights movement was about for you to have your own opinion and the right to vote on whatever way you want to vote. I tell people all the time, I like Donald Trump. I think he's hilarious. I would never vote for him. I would never vote for him. But he's entertaining. And at my age, I like to be entertained. I love to be entertained. Okay? That's my opening rant, 60 minutes past the hour. Ramon's rant was brought to you by Tech Clinic. You live in the Metro Detroit area, need your computer repaired, restored, revised, refurbished. Go see my friend Sam today at Tech Clinic at 28240 Gratiot Road in the city of Roseville, just 1 mile north beyond 11 mile. Give him a call at 586-943-8888 or go to his website right now at techclinic.com. Coming up in about 6 minutes, we have the question of the day and your live phone call. Here's Janet Jackson with Feel So Good right here on the best 2 hours of your morning. Take it to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. It's Ramon and Moore right here on Free 103.3 WLUB Radio.
Thank you. The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
I love these new bacon chili cheese Tony's. Bacon and cheese, two great things coming together.
I know, man. Just like this car, part sedan, part pickup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although technically, there's chili on here, so it's really three great things.
Just like this car, part truck, part car, part chick magnet.
Okay, but there's no women around.
Yeah, because magnets attract and repel. Hey, girl. No? Cool.
It's four things in one. The $5 Sonic Boombox featuring a hot dog, junior cheeseburger, side, and a drink. This is how you Sonic.
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Call in right now to speak live on air at 646-595-2083. Now back to Ramon in the Morning on WLUV Morning.
Past the hour. Hey, if you live in the Metro Detroit area, you want the very best and best foods when it comes to egg rolls, corned beef sandwiches, hamburgers, fries, and coming up this week, spare ribs, barbecue spare ribs. Go see my boy Greg Robinson today at Scrappy Joe's at 5115 East 9 Mile between Mile and Ryan. Make sure you tell him that Ramon sent you, all right? Go get the best, get your lunch hour on. When you leave here, go get your favorite lunch at Scrappy Joe's at 5115 East 9 Mile between Mile and Ryan. Go do that right now. And listen, if you need your computer repaired, restored, revised, refurbished, go see my friend Sam today at Tech Clinic at 28240 Gratiot Road in the city of Roseville, just 1 mile north beyond 11 Mile. All you have to do is just go visit him and tell him that Ramon sent you. Give him a call before you come in. Give him a call at 586-9438-88 or visit his website at www.techclinic.com. Don't forget, you can download the official mobile app to WLUV Radio today. It is absolutely free to download it to all your electronic devices. Just go to your Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Kindle Fire, and iTunes. Go get it today. The official mobile app to WLUV Radio. Hear all the great shows, including this one, all right? Don't forget, coming back this Wednesday, season two of your number one online sports show, the show the pros know, Sports Line Live with Troy and Devontae, making his season premiere on season two premiere, summer premiere, to get you ready for the upcoming NFL season. Make sure you join Troy and Devontae every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Sports Line Live right here on 3103.3 WLUV Radio. Coming up after me, as you come back from your lunchtime hour, is the best show with great R&B and soul music to take you up to your 5 p.m. punch-out time. It's Soulful Sessions with Mimi Monique, but Mimi Monique is on vacation, so I'll be doing double duty here on Ramon in the Morning and going to be jamming out with you on Soul Sessions 1 p.m. each standard time on 3103.3 WLUV Radio. Give me a call right now on the We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hit the one on your phone. Let me bring you live on air. You know, it's funny to me, and once again, I understand why women are single. I understand so much more clear why so many women are having so many issues when it comes to dating. Every day it is something new that these women complain about. First, it baffles me. It baffles me to the depth of me that you think when people get older, they will have a little bit more common sense. But it's amazing to me that women have not figured out that they're the reason, their somewhat qualifications, their so-called criteria is the reason why they're single. I want to thank those who are watching me on Facebook Live, the behind the scenes sneak peek on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. I want to thank all those who are watching. Remember before 9/11, when you had to, when you go and get your driver's license or get your state ID or your driver's license, they had two columns. You had column one. You have to have these requirements. If you don't have one of the things, the two things that they're asked for, you at least have this in column B. Okay? That's how it was. But when it comes to women and it comes to dating, women have these requirements that they look for in a man. It could be a list of 12 or whatever the mood they're in today. It could be 10, it could be 12, it could be 15. They always have this list of what they look for in a man. So, if he's missing one thing on that list, automatically, he's not worth dating. Now, are you telling me that your qualifications is better than the Secretary of State or the DMV? Because if you don't have your state ID, at least have your college ID. If you don't have your birth certificate, have a utility bill. It's one or the other. But if a man is listening, if a man is missing anything off that list, anything off that list of her so-called requirements, all of a sudden he's not dateable. This is why I say women shoot themselves in the foot to the reason why they're single. And they are just undateable. Because all these, you never hear men, and I'm serious. I hang with guys all the time. I have guy friends. I have women friends. I have a lot of guy associates. I have a lot of women associates. You never hear men saying, I need a woman that has to have a job. She's got to have her own house. Got to have her own car. No. All we care about is she available? That is all we care about. Is she available to date? We don't care if you got a car, you live with your mother, that you're unemployed. We don't care about that stuff. We never cared about that stuff. But women always say they want a man who's an independent thinker. He has to be, he wants a man who knows who he is. But you try to narrow his way of thinking and existence by all these stupid rules and requirements that you look for a man to have. This is why y'all will never date nobody. You know, I don't care how pretty you are and how long your hair is and how big your boobs are, how fat your ass is. Once you open up your mouth about what you're looking for in a man, automatically he's turned off. Because he's not looking for that. He just wants you to be available to him. That's it. He just wants you to like him. Well, I need to be attracted to him. I need to be attracted. But you ain't the hottest thing walking around. Men, there's a difference between being attracted and attraction. Women, being attracted to women is all about looks. How does he look? To a man, it's chemistry. He's feeling her vibe. So, 30 minutes past the hour, Fee 103.3, Ramona Morning, listen to air. Give me a call on the Wheel of Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hit the one on your phone that we bring you live on air. So, I'm talking to a friend of mine. I'm sitting with a friend of mine last night. She's been seeing this guy for the last 2 weeks. Really, really, really digging the guy. Really, really digging him. Ooh, Ramon. And it's amazing how fast women fall for dudes. It's amazing how fast for them, how fast they do this. Ooh, Ramon, he may be the one. He works at the bank. She didn't know he was a security guard. He just said he worked at the bank. But it's a job. He got a nice car. Ooh, Ramon, he go to church. Ooh, praise God for Jesus. But then here comes fate. The man loses his cell phone. So he said, I can't find my cell phone, so I need you to call my house. People still have house phones. They have landlines. So she called his house. Okay? Called his house. And the woman answered the phone. Ring, ring. Hello? Can I speak to Craig? Craig is not here right now. He's still at church. Max is calling me. This is his woman. Well, hopefully her voice ain't that damn deep. Well, who are you? Oh, this is Donna. I'm his roommate. And automatically she caught an attitude. Automatically caught an attitude. So she called me like, Ramon, I'm going to have to dump this guy. I'm like, wait a minute, time out. Because she's sitting around telling me the story. Ramon in the morning right here on Free 103.3 WLU Radio. Give me a call on the We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hit them all on your phone. They'll be bringing you live on air. Join the conversation live on Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show. So she's going through all these things about how great of a guy he is. But because of that one thing, now he is undateable. Ladies, you shoot yourselves in the foot. That's why no man. This is why men don't want to date you. He don't want to be bothered because you're focusing on the wrong stuff. Well, he need to have a job. Why does he need to have a job? He's not paying your bills. He should be paying your bills. You so independent. So that's the question of the day. Ladies, would you dump a man? Would you date a man that has a female roommate? Take your phone calls and read your questions live on Free 103.3 Monday Morning right here in your listening ear. Here's one of my favorites. Here's Aaron Hall with When You Need right here on Ramon in the Morning right here on WLUV Radio.
Who's there for you when you need a real man to hold? And who was there for you when you needed a shoulder to cry on? Supposedly have loved. I'm the only man that stayed by your side. I promise you, baby, the day I die, whenever you need me, I'll be there.
Don't go anywhere. More Ramon and your comments. It's the best 2 hours of your morning on Ramon in the Morning.
If you have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff from that airline. Wait, is this where you typically shop? You should be getting double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously, double miles. Everywhere. What's in your wallet?
Hi.
Hey.
I've made plans for later in case the state doesn't go well.
Same here.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. Earn 1% cash back when you buy and 1% as you pay. Double means double.
You both have a perfect driving record.
Perfect.
No tickets, no accidents.
That is until one of you clips the food truck, ruining your perfect record.
Yeah.
Now, you would think your insurance company would cut you some slack, right?
No. If your insurance rates go through the roof, your perfect record doesn't get you anything.
Anything.
Perfect.
For drivers with accident forgiveness, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. Seek our insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Oh, baby, act like you know.
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Of the day, your comments and live phone calls. It's the best 2 hours of your morning, taking you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour with Ramon in the Morning, right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Your face all over the place.
Yeah.
24-7, 24-7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Hi.
Hey.
I've made plans for later in case the state doesn't go well.
Same here.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The City Double Cash Card does. Earn 1% cash back when you buy and 1% as you pay. Double means double.
Should I start you or Julio this week? I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
So, how's your cat? Cat's doing well. How about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com fantasy football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
If you have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff from that airline. Wait, is this where you typically shop? You should be getting double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously, double miles. Everywhere. What's in your wallet?
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The funniest show on the station.
2 hours of non-stop.
Of great talk radio from yours truly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV.
Back better than ever. It is the best 2 hours of your morning, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening. Thank you for making Ramon in the Morning your number one online morning show. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Join me live on the We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. You can also join me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show. And on Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning. Go there right now. I'm going to be posting up some pictures in a few minutes. Make sure you join me on Twitter also at Ramon Radio. It's good to be back after some time off. It is the best hours of your morning to get to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. I'm just having a blast here on your favorite morning show. Just having great talk radio conversations with you. I just got a whole lot to say. I'm trying to understand the thought process, the thoughting process of women. I will never get it. I will never figure it out, all right? You can join me every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here for the best parts of your morning. Take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour on Ramon in the Morning. Just make sure you just go to our page on Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show to see, get the link. You can also follow me at RamonInTheMorning.com, so go do that today, all right? I want to thank those who are watching me on Facebook Live, on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. Bring you some great, great conversation, music, and your live phone calls, all right? Don't forget coming back this Wednesday for Season 2 as they get you ready for this, the 2016 NFL season, as they do their preseason review. And preseason review as they give you insights on training camps, entries, roster moves, and upcoming events and games. Join Troy and Devontae on Sportsline Live every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Standard Time on WLUV Radio Evenings. All right. 646-595-2083 on the We Love Hotline. Go there right now. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, you can join the conversation live on Facebook, on the thread on Facebook at Ramon in the morning. The crazy things that you hear women say on Facebook about when it comes to dating, when it comes to certain things that, well, I would never tolerate that, Ramon. That's just something I wouldn't do, Ramon. Because why a man need to stay with a woman? They probably fooling around. They probably doing it. Well, I am one who does believe in co-ed showers. I believe people should, you know, man and woman should share showers. Me and my, no, I'm just joking. I don't want to say that. 6 minutes past the second hour, 103.3 Ramon in the Morning, you're listening here. I don't see what the problem is. Because the one thing that people complain about in today's society, there's a couple things they complain about, saying, one, they can't find somebody good. Well, you never hear men complain about dating. Women, when you post all your business and issues on Facebook, men will look at you different. We will look at you different. We know the desperate ones. We know them. We actually hunt them out. But, no, I was taught not to say, but, however, sometimes you just got to overlook certain things. Like yesterday, I was sitting with Michelle at her house. And she's been having some issues with her neighbors. He's a young guy. He's probably a little bit younger than us. He be blasting his music, going up and down his driveway. He got all that boom, 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 boom. Then yesterday, I guess while he was cleaning his backyard, he was burning some wood and stuff like that. And I did not know it's illegal to burn garbage in the city. It's illegal. In Arizona, it's not illegal. Certain cities, it's not illegal. Certain states, it's not illegal. But he was burning trash in his backyard while he was back there cleaning. Now, I will admit, it was kind of smoky and this and that, but it didn't bother me. And she's all upset, and I'm like, she's about to call the police. I'm like, Michelle, let it go. Let it go. Some things you just got to let go. You just got to leave it alone. Because you're making things worse for yourself. Some things are just not worth arguing and fighting about. Because you're just making things worse. I mean, you're stressing yourself out. You really, really are. When it comes to dating, some things you just got to let go. Some things are just beyond your control. Now, I don't understand the issue of a guy. Now, women live with their male friends, but women never tell you that that guy used to be somebody they used to fool around with or date or screw. They never want to admit that. But now, it's an issue when you do it. See, women never like, a lot of women don't like being caught doing dirt. And ladies, I want to tell y'all something. I begin a little sloppy. Because we catching y'all doing dirt. Oh, yes, we're catching y'all. But the one thing is, though, we don't throw it up in your face like y'all do to us. We don't rub it in your face. We're not so quick to bust you out in a lie. Because we know when you lie. See, this whole thing about when we were younger, yeah, it's a scientific fact that women do mature faster than men. Absolutely, women do mature faster than men. But men aren't stupid. Just because you're in the fifth grade and I'm in the fourth grade doesn't mean much of anything. Yeah, women are smarter than men sometimes. But within the last 10 years, I can't give y'all that one. Because you waste your time on things that don't make sense. You always, nigga this. These niggas. That is must, you never say men. Because that must be what you attract. You like niggas. And if you always having problems when it comes to dating in your relationships, is that a result of them or a result of you? Because the common denominator of every female relationship is you. Well, I need to be attracted to him. Baby, attraction wears off. Well, we got to have something in common. Y'all both breathing. Y'all both have all your limbs. Y'all both black. That's something in common. Because really, I don't want a woman that has a lot in common with me because I would get bored. I would really get bored. But it's like you always say, this is what I want in a man. But you don't have the same expectations for yourself. And then I remember me and Katora were sitting around talking one time and she said, every time a man opened up his mouth, he's lying. Women, you lie too. But I never understood why it's okay for a woman to lie but not a man. Because it's funny, and I remember Chris Rock said this 11 minutes past the RFP 103.3, Ramon in the morning, you're listening here. I remember Chris Rock once said, he said, men lie more, but women tell bigger lies.
It's like women seem like they're incapable of telling any kind of lie. Well, I don't lie to my man. So you lie to your guy, you lie to your job, you lie to your employer, to your girlfriends. What makes your man so special that you don't lie to him? Someone figured that one out. He's just so divine and has so much prestige that you just think it's just so wrong to lie to your man. But you can lie to your Jesus. You can lie to your God or whoever you believe in. I believe in Jesus Christ. You can lie to your job, to your mama, your daddy, your best friend, your girlfriend, your brother, your sister, your dog, your preacher. But you don't lie to your man. I don't get that one. The story, and I go back to the beginning. My friend was telling me how she's been dating this guy. He's a real good guy. She really likes him. Got a good job. Got a nice car. Goes to church. But the man lost his cell phone. Lost his cell phone. He gave her. He's not stupid. Everybody got a backup phone. I got a backup phone. But I got a house phone, too. In Michigan, y'all call it landline. Jacave, help me out. To my fellas. Why is it such an issue? Because, so now she called the house. Let me get my radio voice back. Free 101.3, Ramon Amore, you listen to air. If you need your computer repaired, restored, revived, refurbished, go see my friend Sam today at Tech Clinic at 28240 Gratiot Road in the city of Roseville, just 1 mile north beyond 11 mile. Give him a call at 586-943-8888 or visit his website at techclinic.com. You can also, if you want the best food from the best business in the Metro Detroit area, go see my friend Greg Robinson at Scrappy Joe's at 511 East 9 Mile between Ryan and Mao. They have wonderful assortments and accessories and varieties of egg rolls, corned beef sandwiches, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, and conies. The way he will make it the way you want it. Scrappy Joe's at 511 East 9 Mile between Ryan and Mao in the city of Warren. Go see him today and tell him that Ramon sent you. I don't understand the issue. It says, you got to swipe it down. You can't live off of one income. You can't live off of one income. So maybe people fall on hard times. Would you rather him to live with his mother or live with a female roommate? What is the issue? I mean, seriously, what is the issue? And women never understand why. They are by themselves, because all these dumb ass requirements, what they look for in a man. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You're playing spades and took out all the spades. But go figure. Y'all got all the answers. Y'all got everything right. I think those are watching me on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. Join the conversation by dialing 646-595-2083. Hit number one on your phone. If we bring you live on air. Brian said the phone lines are blowing up and they short out the switchboard, so we're rebooting the system. So that's why we can get your phone calls. Make sure you join the conversation live on the feed on Ramon in the Morning Show page on Facebook right now. Georgina out of Buffalo, New York, she says, yes, I'm not insecure. Wow. And I know Gina. Well, I knew her some years ago back in high school, about 25 years ago. Lydia from Detroit, she says, yes, I have to trust him. Phyllis said, nope, not me. Phyllis, what is your current dating situation? Debbie from DC says, at my age, I would be dating with a purpose. I'd be leery of a grown man with a roommate, male or female. I will call him, but I'm on a conference call. Yeah, I love you too, Debbie. So let me ask this question. Let me ask it. Matter of fact, I want to save it on the other side. It's Ramon and Ramon right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Detroit's favorite listening station, 103.3 WLUB Radio.
I've had a wonderful time tonight.
Me too.
Call me tomorrow?
I'm going to send a vague text in a couple days that leaves you confused about my level of interest.
I'll wait a full 2 days before responding.
Perfect. We're never going to see each other again, will we?
No, no.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. It lets you earn double cash back. 1% when you buy and 1% as you pay. The Citi Double Cash Card.
I've been hating you too long
to stop now.
To be free.
My hate was growing stronger
as you became a habit to me.
TV, NFL Sunday Ticket. You can watch your favorite team no matter where you live, like Broncos or Colts.
Cool.
18, the old number. Ooh, I have got a coupon for that one.
Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV and watch live games anywhere.
Epic rooftop stare. Check. I'm in a fragrance ad. Living a fantasy. Running in slow motion. Searching for that perfect scent. Only to find myself? Right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Gain by Gain.
Gain laundry detergent. That stuff smells great.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Call in right now to speak live on air at 646-595-2083. Now back to Ramon in the Morning on WLUV Morning.
Five. 2083, hit number one on your phone. We bring you live on air. You can join the conversation live on a thread on Facebook just by going to Ramon in the Morning Show page. Go there right now. Don't forget, coming back this Wednesday for season two as to get you ready for the upcoming NFL season. Joy, Troy, and Devontae as they go over all the training camps and NFL teams to get you ready for. I'm excited about this NFL season because I really want to see how the Lions are going to do without Calvin Johnson. I think they'll be better without Calvin Johnson. That's just my opinion. But join Troy and Devontae, the sports guys, on Sportsline Live Wednesday nights, premiere, summer premiere, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. right here on 3103.3 WLUV Radio. Don't forget to download the official mobile app today. It's absolutely free. Download it to all your electronic devices. Just go to your Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Kindle Fire, and iTunes. It is absolutely free to download it.
pick it on the go and on demand. The official mobile app to WLUV Radio. Go get it today. Go get it today. All right. 3 minutes past second hour. 3.3 WLUV Radio. Ramon the Morning in your listening ear. We're talking about, is it okay for ladies, would you date a guy that has a female roommate? Is it okay? I don't see a problem with it. See, I don't have a problem with it because, like I always tell people, we focus on things that just doesn't make sense, that really does not concern them. Because people today, when it comes to dating, has become so insecure and paranoid. Insecure and paranoid. Absolutely. They worry about stuff that doesn't make sense. They focus on things that has nothing really to do with them. Like I said before the break, I was going to post a question, but then you always got to have the element of surprise. Ladies, it's okay. Why? It's okay for you to have female roommates. Because I know women that still live with their mama and daddy, and they in their 30s. But you can't – now, is that being a hypocrite? Because I think it is. I truly believe it is. You're worried about something that does not, number one, concern you because you don't know what people's situation is. Okay. I finally unplugged my microphone. Free 103.3 Ramona Morning, you listen to ear right here on the number one online listening station, Detroit Hero Worldwide, WLUV Radio. Okay, like I was saying before my mic, I did not know. I was playing around with the cord up under my desk, and I unplugged my microphone. Now, I know women that still stay with their mom and dad. I know women that has women roommates. I know women that have guy roommates. And they're not gay. But it's just so much of a double standard to the reason why a lot of these women stay single. And I'm going to keep repeating that till somebody figure it out. Now, the majority of the women who are responding on Facebook, when they those who are following me on Facebook, they're saying they wouldn't do it. But why? Why wouldn't you? Why is it such a problem? Why? Does it say, because they say like it shows a lack of responsibility. But if you got your ass put out your apartment, out your house, you and your husband break up, wife break up, you have safe sanctions here. I'm not going to lie. I crashed at people's house before. It's no problem. Tawana from Chicago says, is she his biological sister? Otherwise, that would be no for me. Ramon, I am the first to admit that I have jealousy and trust issues. And I'm love that she's being honest. I love that. But why? Why? I may be astray one day. I might need you to take me in. And I'm very good with my money. I'm very, very good. But I believe in open up your house to people. Because my mother, we was living in Buffalo. My house was a revolving door. People were always coming in. They had to crash for a few days. My cousin Ian came up for a Christmas in 87. He never left. He went home, go get some clothes. He never left. He ended up living with us. And my mother had no problem buying his school clothes. And my mother and his mother were first cousins, or our first cousins. And she had no problem taking care of Ian. We had grown folks living with us. We had drug addicts living with us. We had alcoholics. The one thing, though, them drug addicts never stole from my mother. I'll tell you that. Because you never know what situation people are in. And I don't understand why it's such an issue. It has to be, are you mad because he's walking around in the town? You can't see that? Go get you a room. No, you can't go get a room these days. All these damn bed bug outbreaking issues. I'm too afraid to go to a room. I just had sex in back of my car. I can't trust a movie theater or a motel.
Because I had bed bugs before, and that is the worst thing you want to have. And them bastards are hard to get rid of. 646-595-6083 on the We Love Hotline. Give me a call. We'd love to hear from. I want to hear from the women. I want to hear from the women because I want to hear from women talk about why it's wrong. Because women always say, like Three's Company, great show. You couldn't get away with that in 2016. It'd be a big damn orgy. One guy living with two women. Oh man, do what the Romans do. It'd be an orgy. Cause in this day and time, you know, we got some dirty minds. I used to date a woman back when I was living in Buffalo. Now I will admit it. I dated a woman back in Buffalo who had a male roommate, and I really didn't care. I said, he's doing all the hard work. He's doing all the heavy lifting. That's why, you know what? It's funny to me because when you really, really look at it, I don't mind a woman, like some women who has boyfriends, they don't mind dating, kicking it with other guys. The boyfriend is doing all the extra work. He the one that's paying for the meals, paying for the dinner. Shoot, you get the dessert. You know? So I don't understand the issue and the problem to why women feel like they should, like they're saying it's an act of irresponsibility. How is that? How is that? I don't like being alone. So I love having house guests. You're doing me a favor. And a lot of these women will tell you, this is why women always, this is why I said Steve Harvey is a con artist. He's a con artist because he keeps telling these women to think like men, and they're just anabolically incapable of thinking like men. A man would not care if she had a female, a guy roommate. He wouldn't care. Lord, if she had a female roommate. Now I'm not into threesomes. Threesomes are not my thing. But I understand. let's see. Drea Denise says, I have, and she ended up crying on the phone about us never again. Huh? What? Okay, you have to call and explain what. I have, and she ended up crying on the phone about us. Okay, Drea, I'm going to need you to explain that one. That one doesn't make sense to me. Of course, April says no. April says no to everything. Ronnie from Detroit says, it wouldn't bother me. Now, see, that's the woman that's trying to go places in the world. She said it wouldn't bother her. Rachel Sweet says no. Chanel from Alabama says hell no. Corrie from New York says yes. Tyra from Detroit says, yeah, if she was a sister or a cousin. All these people that says no, why is it such an issue? Why won't women admit it? It's an insecurity paranoia thing. It's a paranoia thing. Women are so paranoid today. They think a man can't do nothing right. They don't trust a man to do nothing. Nothing at all. But you're so desperate to get one. If a man can do nothing right, go ahead and be a lesbian. Well, I got a plastic dick up under my bed. Well, keep it. Keep it. Because y'all let emotions get so much involved in everything that y'all do. I never understood that. But y'all swear y'all can think like dudes. Y'all can't screw without emotion. So the lady gonna get caught up. I don't see the issue. You don't want him living with his mother. He can't live with his mother. But you live with your mom and dad. Okay. When it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. You should want the same for yourself. Well, he got to have all these dumb-ass requirements would keep you single. And here's the main one. I might talk about this tomorrow. I have to be attracted to him. I got to be attracted to him. But you're not that attractive. Just admit it. Ladies, admit it. 30 minutes to the top of the hour, free 103.3, Ramona Money. Listen here. Don't forget, I'm doing double duty today. I'll be back here at 2 o'clock when y'all get back from lunch, and I will be in Soul Sessions, the very best in smooth R&B and jazz and soul music. I'm sitting in for Mimi Monique. Y'all women don't want to admit it that y'all have insecurity issues. Y'all don't want to admit it. That's why y'all go back to the ex-boyfriends, y'all go back to the husband who ain't no good. Y'all go back to that guy. He's no good for you. But you so paranoid, you don't want to be by yourself. That's why y'all go back to them. That's why I always, when I date people, I take my time, man. Because sooner or later, time will expose you for who you really are. I'm not in a rush to meet people because I want to see how you are. And then so many women put so much emphasis on what they see on Facebook. They really put a lot of emphasis on what they see on Facebook. Let me get my radio voice back. But you want a man to have all these things, and he does have them. What the hell? So if he had a guy roommate, is that an issue? If you had a guy roommate. There was a time when I was living in Buffalo, we was all staying together. Kelvin just came back from North Carolina. Ron White put him out. One of Jermaine's hoes put him out. And we was all staying on Edison together. We had a big 5-6-bedroom house. Paying $400 a month. And we were all paying. And it was me, Jermaine, Ron, Kelvin, and Ian. We was all over there. But I don't understand the issue to why. Women just don't want to admit that they're paranoid and insecure. They don't want to admit that. Women don't like competition. They don't like it. That's why they don't. I keep telling women, if you are more aggressive, you will get the guy. A woman's about to be president. A woman is running ABC, BET, running American Express. But you can't walk 6 feet and ask a guy for his name and buy him a drink and get his phone number? That's why y'all bitches stay single. That's why. And then you get mad when dudes friend zone you. Because believe me, women, ladies, y'all make it so much more easy for us when y'all are more aggressive. Because we never know what personality we're dealing with. Because women give you so many different personalities. So many personalities. I can't focus on that. I really, really can't. And now you're paranoid because you got a woman roommate? You need to go shoot yourself. Taking more of your phone calls and your comments right here on Free 103.3 Ramon in the Morning. For those who are watching on Ramon TV, I want to thank those who are watching on Ramon TV. Thanks for watching. I'm glad y'all hanging out here with me on Ramon in the Morning. I'll be back here tomorrow morning because I got so much more to say. I'm in one of my moods today. Here's Yvonne with Now You With Someone right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Going through a lot of things, I can see it in your eyes, but I can't explain it. Situation looking so strange, like a picture on the wall without the framing. When the tears fall, I want to be there to catch them. Just let me pay. And if you get lost, let me change your direction. It's this way. Not treating you like a queen, and I hate when he calls a queen. I wouldn't do it in my wildest dream. No. Don't let it happen. Maybe you are so beautiful. I don't want to step on his toes, but I think he should know. You never have someone that's all about you need. You never have someone that always do you properly. Yeah. You never have someone that give you what you're waiting for. You never have someone. But now, baby, you got someone. You ain't had, never had no one to leave.
Can't even go to work now. Gotta call off seeing that you need a vacation. I don't know why you let him do it.
Why you let him do it, girl?
But it seems you're getting used to it. Yeah.
You
don't have to make an excuse
for the crazy things he do.
You ain't gotta take the abuse, no. Even though it's none of my business.
I'll be right there when you start to pray.
Girl, believe in me. I'll never treat you that way.
Never had
someone. It's all about your
needs. Never had someone.
Then always do you properly.
Never had someone.
Give you what you've been waiting for.
Never had someone.
But now,
baby, you got someone.
Never had no one to
lead.
You touch your heart.
take it another day.
Let me hear you say
that, baby, you're not gonna be afraid.
You're gonna be okay.
Say it, baby, say it.
Let me hear you say
you're gonna pack your bags and walk away.
Let me hear you say
that you ain't gonna take it another day.
Let me hear you say
that, baby, you won't be afraid.
You're gonna be okay.
Say it, baby, say it.
Station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Should I start you or Julio this week?
I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
So, how's your cat? Cat's doing well. How about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com fantasy football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
Hi.
Hey.
I've made plans for later in case the state doesn't go well.
Same here.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. Earn 1% cash back when you buy and 1% as you pay. Double means double.
Call in right now to speak live on air at 646-595-2083. Now back to Ramon in the Morning on WLUV Morning.
20 minutes to top of the hour, definitely 103.3 Ramon in the Morning. Hey, you're listening here. Give me a call on the We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hit the one on your phone. We'll bring you live on air. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning, Ramon in the Morning Show. And click the like button on the friend and fan page. Right now, just go to Ramon the Morning Show. Click the like button, all right? Go do that right now. Don't forget, I'm doing double duty today as Mimi Monique is on vacation. So I'm going to be hanging out with you from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., bringing you the best in smooth R&B and soul music all the way up to your 5 p.m. punch-out time on Soul Sessions. So make sure you do that today. Don't forget, if you want the best, listen, if you want the best cheesecakes or cakes or pies or desserts in the Metro Detroit area, go see my friends today at Lucky Cheesecake. Got two locations on the west side at 7111 West McNichols, just two blocks before Living Noise, and on 8 Mile, just across the street from Woodward Plaza at 6811 East 8 Mile in the city of Ferndale. Make sure they got over 27 to 30 varieties of cheesecake. So go see them right now at Lucky Cheesecake. Got two locations at 7111 West McNichols, just two blocks before Living Noise, west of Living Noise, and on the east side in the city of Ferndale at 6811 East 8 Mile. Make sure you tell them that Ramon the Morning Show sent you. Go do that right now. I'm going to be stopping by there a little bit later. So they know me. I put some respect on it. All right. Don't forget to download the official mobile app to WLU Radio today. It's absolutely free to download it to all electronic devices. Go do that right now. Go to your Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Kindle Fire, and iTunes. Go get it today and take it on the go and on demand. The official mobile app to WLUV Radio. All right, follow me on Twitter at Ramon Radio. Keisha from Southfield says, Ramon, women have become very territorial. Physically, unless they are homosexual, they are
there will be some underlying sexual issues. Now, let me ask you this question. Now, Keisha brought up a good point. Now, I did address this earlier, but I'm glad that as her being the very open-minded thinker that she is, I want to thank those who are watching me on Ramon TV and on listening all over the world to Ramon in the Morning, 18 minutes to the top of the hour. Ladies, I think y'all would have more of an issue. You would have more of an issue if the guy was living with the guy. I would never forget this. Couture, I'll never forget this. This woman was going to her guy, her boyfriend's house, right? And this woman used to have answer machines. Some people still have answer machines. And the woman said she was leaving out the house, and a guy called and said, "Hey, Brian, make sure you're okay. I miss hearing your voice. Give me a call." Now, those of us, we are very big on words. Now, knowing the world, I want to tell a guy, "I miss hearing your voice." I would say I miss talking to you. I sure miss talking to you, bro. You gotta masculinize it, you know. But I'm not telling you, no man, I miss hearing your voice. It's a little bit suspect. But it's just amazing to me the paranoia that women today have created when it comes to dating. Women are so damn paranoid. And I keep saying, you focus on stuff that, and I'm going to keep repeating this. I've been gone for over 6 weeks. So I'm going to keep repeating this. Go read your comments and take your phone calls in about 2 minutes. But this whole thing about these qualifications. Remember, like I said, before 9/11, I'll make this real quick. Before 9/11, it was easy to get your driver's license, especially in New York. You had, when you go to get your license, you had column A and column B. If you don't have something in column A, he at least has something in column B. But women have this list of requirements that they look for in a man. It's 10 or 12 things. It depends what day of the week it is and what time of the month it is. They have 15 things they look for in a guy. If he's missing one out of them 15 things, he's undateable. Absolutely undateable. He pigeon-toed, girl. He wear, he 40 years old, wearing an earring, girl. First of all, let me say this real quick. 15 minutes at the top of the hour, 103.3, Ramon Amonios in the ear. If you over 40 years old got that damn bull ring in your nose, something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. I stopped wearing earrings when I was 30. I really stopped wearing that stuff. Dude, and I'm going to get on the dudes. I'll save it for tomorrow. But I don't understand. Men don't have that many requirements when it comes to women. We really, really don't. We just want to, let me get my rookie voice back. Ramon in the Morning, free 103.3. Call me on the Wheel Up Hotline at 646-595-2083. Men don't care about that stuff. We don't care if you have a job, you have a car, who you live with, your 401k plan, your credit score. We don't care about that stuff. We never cared about that stuff. All we care about is one thing. Are you available? Are you available? Now, I like thick women. I like thick, busty women. I like a heavy girl. Heavy girls just do it better. But thin women do hit on me. Now, I'm not going to. Now, I'll still give them my phone number. You might work for Comcast. You might get me comp tickets at Motor City. Me and Katora like going down to the assembly line at Motor City. Me and my crew like going down there. We can eat for free. Well, he got to have a job. He should be paying my bills. Who's paying your bills before y'all got together? That's how your ass end up on Fatal Attraction Monday nights at 9 p.m. on TV One. That's how you end up on Fatal Attraction. Because the requirements. And then I'm going to talk about this thing tomorrow, how women put so much emphasis on what they see on Facebook on when it comes to dating guys. Like, now, dudes ain't that shallow. Well, I want a Beyonce. First of all, Beyonce ain't fine to me. Countess Vaughn get it with her fat behind. She can get it. And I don't like big girls because this whole thing about insecurities of women who are heavy have low self-esteem, that's such bull. My homegirl, too, is a pimp. She run hoes. Drea says, I called him and she answered the phone. Okay, this is why I should wear my glasses. Wrong one. Okay. Drea says, I called him and answered the phone. And she answered the house phone. She asked, who was I? And I said, you know who it is. And she said, and she went into this long, drawn-out story and all. It was his house left to him by his mother, but she had been there for years. I told her she didn't have to worry about me because I was out. I was never done with being second. What made you second? Lord Jesus, what made you second? Who said that Trent was first? So I bowed out. Me and him still cool, though he had his version of the story, but I still was done. It's amazing how women say they don't want men with drama, but y'all got drama. Y'all got kids by different dudes. No disrespect. You had an STD last month. You ain't always been heterosexual. But you always want men to accept your mess, but y'all don't want to deal with his mess. And I'm going to talk about all this week. We're going to talk about friendships, man, because I understand why y'all still talking to your ex. If he was so horrible, why do you still talk to him? I'm just in awe right now. I am in awe. If you live in the Metro Detroit area and want the very best in urban fashion for the everyday woman, go see my friend Aisha today at Posh Fashions at 11200 East Jefferson Avenue in the heart of Detroit, in the Jefferson District. She has from size small all the way up to 2X. She is the Detroit number one fashion designer and supplier. Go see her at Posh Fashions at 11200 East Jefferson Avenue in the city of Detroit. Give her a call at 313-466-3322 or visit her like page on Facebook at Shop Posh Fashions, LLC. Don't forget to download the official mobile app to WLUV Radio today. It is absolutely free to download to all your electronic devices. Just go to your Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Kindle Fire, iTunes, and that's Amazon.com. Go get it today. Detroit's number one online listening station, the official mobile app to WLUV Radio. Go get it today. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, my final words and lasting impressions, the last word. Ladies, y'all gotta be more open minded. Cause y'all live with y'all mama. Let me get my regular voice back. 10 minutes of the top of y'all, 103.3. Y'all don't want a man to live with a woman, but y'all still got grown kids living with y'all. Y'all still got grown kids living with y'all. 28, 29, his baby mama and all three of his baby mamas live with y'all and all 12 of their kids. Y'all ain't got a problem with that. Y'all ain't got no issues with that. But y'all don't want a man that has a woman roommate. But see, this is what I said. Y'all qualifications need to thumb itself down a little bit because you're over 40. Believe me. Don't be passing up chances if something good comes along. Over your paranoia, insecurities, and issues that y'all make it to qualifications and requirements when y'all meet a guy. Y'all need to stop it. Men don't have them kind of requirements. We really, really don't. Well, see, one woman wear too much makeup. I don't give a damn she wear makeup. She got a weave. Now, if you wearing a push-up bra, that's where I draw the line. That's really far. I'm expecting something, and I got something else. That's where I draw the line. Because I don't like false. If you saying walk around like you a D cup, you really a B cup, we have an issue. That's false advertisement. Final thoughts and lasting impressions. It is Ramon and Mona right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
You're listening to the very best in talk radio, music, and your live phone calls. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Tonight.
Me too.
Call me tomorrow?
I'm going to send a vague text in a couple days that leaves you confused about my level of interest.
I'll wait a full 2 days before responding.
Perfect. We're never going to see each other again, will we?
No.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. It lets you earn double cash back. 1% when you buy and 1% as you pay.
the City Double Cash Card.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Detroit's favorite listening station, 103.3 WLUV Radio.
This is how I keep my 7 feet cool and my 2 feet cool. Foot spray, baby.
New Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray cools and dries your feet just like our body powder spray refreshes your body.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Don't forget you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning, on Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning, and on Twitter at Ramon Radio. All right, don't forget to do that. Don't forget coming back for season two as the sports guys get you ready for the upcoming 2016 NFL season as they visit all NFL training camps, get you updated on rosters, player moves, injuries, and more. It's Sportsline Live with Troy and Devontae every Wednesday night. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on WLV Radio. And don't forget, at the top of the hour, join Devontae on Sportsline Live TV as he gets you updated for all the news going on today's sports world. All the top news, get your pitching lineups and batting lineups, your starting pitchers and batting lineups. It's the Noon Report with Devontae Little every day at noon on SLL TV. Go do that today. All right, go do that. Don't forget, I'll be back here at 2 o'clock, bring you the best in R&B and soul music to get up to your 5 p.m. punch on time. As I'm sitting there for Mimi Monique, I get two checks. So join me on Soul Sessions at 2 p.m. Extended Time on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio. I just don't understand the whole mindset of how women think. Because if you really, really want something, some things you just got to let go. You got to just move forward. You can't always be concerned about things that is beyond your control. We want people to always fit into our lifestyle, how we do things in life, but we never want to accept people for what they do in theirs. You can't always input your ideas or thoughts or advice into people's lives because people have been living before you came around. So stop worrying about what other folks are doing and how they're doing it. Just focus on you. Do what you need to do to make yourself a better person. That's all you need to do. If that man has a woman roommate, he has a woman roommate. Don't worry about that. Just make sure that you're sleeping with the guy that you're living with. Or you're banging your dad. I read Flowers in the Attic. I know what happens. All right. It's good to be back. We got everything working now. Everything's working. So make sure you join me here tomorrow for the very best and great talk radio. Live music and your live phone calls all Ramon in the Morning. All right. So enjoy your week. It's good to start the week off right with great talk radio. So don't forget to love fast, to give fast, to get angry less. It is the best 2 hours of your morning to give to your 12 p.m. lunch time hour. Have fun. Enjoy your lunch. And I'll see you at 2 o'clock. Ramon in the Morning, 3103.3 WLUV Radio.